Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. It's the holiday season, everyone, a time when the American Songbook often is featured front and center in shopping malls, car stereos, and commercials. And for our annual holiday episode of Afterglow, I'm going to explore a few songs off the snowy track. Instead of Silent Night and White Christmas, we're going to be taking a look at some more obscure holiday tunes, as performed by songbook favorites like Ella Fitzgerald and Bing Crosby. It's Holiday Rarities, coming up next on Afterglow.
Christmas. I got just what I wanted this year. I got an Abercrombie blazer with a thin pinstripe. I got a velvet smoking jacket with a Dunhill pipe. And there's that lovely paisley muffler. Oh, it's so my type. Just what I wanted, my dear. Yes, just what I needed for Christmas. All the things that I've always dreamed of. I got some jungle gym pajamas and some alpine hats, some real Parisian painted neckwear that they call cravats. They're hard to find, but you darling, found some doeskin spats. Just what I wanted, my love. So ring out to the Noel when you're harried and distraught. If your shopping didn't go well, it's never what you bought, it's the Yuletide thought. But all that I wanted for Christmas was the thought you were thinking of me. I'd say that you've been twice as busy as a Christmas elf. I'll bet that personally you have emptied every bargain shelf. But all I wanted by my Christmas tree was your sweet self. Your love makes the season sublime, and that's what I wanted for Christmas. That's what I needed for Christmas. Yes, that's what I wanted for Christmas all the time.
When you said yesterday that it's nearly Christmas, what did I want? And I thought, just love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas. When I walk through a room, let them see you need me. Walk through a room, let them see you love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas. Anyone can wish for all the trinkets in the window. Some can even buy the things they see. But the present that I want you'll never find in any window. Bring me love and bring it just for me. When you come home at night, take me in your arms and hold me and kiss me and say you love me. Thank you.
two more obscure songs about Christmas wishes, one more romantic and one more, well, commercial. Just now, we heard Nancy Wilson in 1963 with the romantic That's What I Want for Christmas, written by Earl Lawrence. Before that, Bing Crosby in 1959 with Just What I Wanted for Christmas, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're celebrating the Christmas holiday with some songs of the season. However, on this particular episode, I'm going to be turning my spotlight onto some more holiday rarities. Rarity, of course, is a relative term. If you're a Christmas music obsessive like I am, someone who purchases odd Christmas music compilations or purchases Sirius XM just to binge the holiday channels in December, perhaps some of these songs are familiar to you. But if you're a casual fan, I bet you a lot of these songs will be unfamiliar to you. There will be no White Christmas, no chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and no Little Drummer Boy this hour. Instead, it's all songs that were even somewhat new to me as I was researching the show. I have not featured these songs on other holiday episodes before. I want to start with one of the figures of the season, songs about Santa Claus. Of course, you have Jolly Old St. Nicholas, Here Comes Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. But what about Santa Claus Got Stuck in My Chimney, or Shake Hands with Santa Claus? Let's hear those Santa songs now. First up, here is Ella Fitzgerald in 1950 with Billy Moore and William Hardy's Santa Claus Got Stuck in My Chimney on Afterglow.
Poor me.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here.
Please do,
'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Oh, Ella is a little girl who's trying to be good.
Yet I find that things don't always turn out as they should.
Why, just last Christmas Eve she waited up for Santa to drop by.
But I nearly missed him, and here's the reason why. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here, 'cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Santa Claus, come on down the chimney, please come back this year.
Shake hands, shake hands with Santa Claus. If
you want some candy, I'll bring you the candy. Shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, and I'm gonna bring some candy and flowers and everything. If berries are pleasing when they're out of season, shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, and I'd walk a mile to bring you the berries and watch you smile. Oh, just to share a love like yours, what miracles I could do. I'd make a rainbow chase the storm. When the weather gets cold, I'll make it warm. If you want a cottage, I'll furnish the cottage. Shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, I'd give you my all. I'm like a genie and you're beck and call. If you do the dreaming, I'll do the scheming. Shake hands with Santa Claus. Just to win a love like yours, I'd follow you to Capri. I'd kiss you on the streets of Rome, then we'd eat scungile and fly back home. If you want bananas, some great big bananas, shake hands with Santa Claus. Oh, I love you, and I'm gonna bring bananas, pianos, and everything. If you do the dreaming, I'll do the scheming. Shake hands, shake hands, shake hands with Santa Claus.
Two rare Santa songs from the early 1950s. Just now we heard Louis Prima and his orchestra in 1951 with Shake Hands with Santa Claus, and before that Ella Fitzgerald in 1950 with Santa Claus Got Stuck in My Chimney. You know, as I was listening to some rare Christmas tunes, I came across some very odd Santa songs. For instance, I encountered a few by the risque nightclub act Kay Martin and Her Bodyguards. Songs like Santa's Doing the Horizontal Mambo or Come On Santa, Let's Have a Ball. Songs that make Eartha Kitt's flirtatious Santa Baby seem positively G-rated. Needless to say, I will not be featuring those songs this hour, but seek them out if you're curious. Instead, I also came across a few other Santa songs, really sweet ones in fact, that are each about drawing inspiration from Santa's generosity at this time of year. We'll start this next set with Dinah Washington in 1959 with Clyde Otis's Ol' Santa on Afterglow.
A snow-covered house on a hilltop, children playing by a fireside, each one hoping old Santa will loan them a reindeer to ride. The sleigh bells should soon start a ringing, 'cause they're waiting so anxiously, hoping to see old Santa as he comes down the chimney. A million socks are hanging, ooh, on a million Christmas trees, and a million ears are listening, Father Russell in the leaves. A bag full of toys on his shoulder. I'm so sure there'll be a stampede. But I'm wishing old Santa God's speed.
To be a Santa Claus when Christmas comes around. But if you would be a Santa Claus, you'd know the joy he's found. You'd discover what it means if you'd reach down in your jeans and have a turkey on the table for someone who's not able. You don't have to wait till Christmas Day to bring your Christmas cheer. You can make believe it's Christmas Day any day in the year. You don't have to be a Santa Claus, 'cause he's just a man like you. And Santa's got more work than any one man can do. You don't have to be a Santa Claus
when Christmas comes around.
But if you would be a Santa Claus,
you'd know the joy he's found. You'd discover what it means if you'd reach down in your jeans and have a turkey on the table for someone who's not able.
You don't have to wait till Christmas Day to bring your Christmas cheer. You can make believe it's Christmas Day any day in the year. You don't have to be a Santa Claus, 'cause he's just a man like you. And Santa's got more work than any one man.
Two more Santa songs, each with an uplifting holiday message. Just now we heard the Mills Brothers in 1955 with You Don't Have to Be a Santa Claus, a song about channeling Santa's giving spirit all year round. At least, I think that's what this song is about. I'm really not quite sure what they mean by the line, when you reach down in your jeans. Very strange. Before that, Dinah Washington in 1959 with Ol' Santa, a song about Santa's generosity this time of year. These next two Christmas songs were ones that were written by some famous songwriting duos, Harry Warren and Mack Gordon, and Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. Although, in my opinion, these are songs that have not quite caught on with singers or the public at large, which is why I'm considering them to be rarities today. This first one was actually kind of a minor hit song when it was written in 1941. The tune It Happened in Sun Valley, written by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon for the 1941 film Sun Valley Serenade, was a top 20 hit for Glenn Miller and his orchestra that year. Miller and his orchestra were even featured in that film. It's not a Christmas song, per se, but it does make lots of references to snow and sleigh rides, which has caused it to appear on the holiday albums of artists like Andre Previn and Mel Torme. Perhaps it's a rarity today because of the word sun in the title. The sun is not something that we usually associate with the winter months. Here's a version of that tune from 1956. This is Joe Stafford with Paul Weston and his orchestra with It Happened in Sun Valley on Afterglow.
It happened in Sun Valley not so very long ago.
Go for a ride, get your favorite one to sit by your side, cuddle up in a sleigh, giddy up, Nelly Gray, and away we go.
While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, you're yodeling to your baby. You'll feel nice and warm, no matter how cold it may be.
Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill, that's a snowplow turn. And look, there's a spill on a hill. When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again.
Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that's how we first met.
We were that Jack and Jill that came down a hill. When I looked at you, my heart took a spill on a hill. It's a thrill that I can't forget.
It happened in Sun Valley not so very long ago.
There were sunbeams in the snow
and a twinkle in your eye. I remember oh so clearly that you nearly passed me by.
Then it happened in Sun Valley when you slipped and fell, and so did I.
Spaces covered with snow. Right now my mom's there in the kitchen basting the Christmas bird. You'll have to take my word, you can't find that at the automat. An old-fashioned fireplace, give me an old-fashioned fireplace. My heart remembers smoldering embers, warm your glow. I'd trade that whole Manhattan skyline, shimmering steel and chrome, for one old-fashioned Christmas back home.
An old-fashioned Christmas, give me an old-fashioned Christmas.
Family faces,
right now my mom's kitchen, basting the Christmas bird. You'll have to take my word, you can't find that at the automat. An old-fashioned fireplace, give me an old-fashioned fireplace. My heart remembers smoldering embers, warmly aglow. I'd trade the whole Manhattan skyline, the shimmering steel and chrome, for one old-fashioned Christmas back
home. Frank Sinatra and the choral group Fred Waring and His Pennsylvanians in 1964 with Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's An Old Fashioned Christmas. That originally comes from Sinatra's 1964 album 12 Songs of Christmas. Before that, the Harry Warren and Mack Gordon wintertime song It Happened in Sun Valley. That was performed by Joe Stafford and the Norman Luboff Choir and featured on Stafford's 1956 holiday album, Ski Trails. We'll have more holiday rarities on this Afterglow holiday special in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some holiday rarities this hour, lesser-known holiday tunes performed by your favorite jazz and pop crooners. Just about every major jazz and pop crooner from the mid-20th century released a holiday album of some kind. Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, for instance, they all recorded wintertime LPs that all became staples. And some of these artists, however, included newly composed holiday tunes on their album. It was nice of them to use their platform to support new songwriters trying to write that new holiday standard. However, not all of these songs have become standards. I'll play now two such instances of songs that never quite caught on. First up, this is a track from June Christie's wonderful 1961 winter-themed album, This Time of Year. This is a fascinating album because there is not one single standard on it. It's all original winter songs written by the songwriting team of Connie Pierce and Arnold Miller. This is June Christie in 1961 with Pierce and Miller's Ring a Merry Bell on Afterglow.
Things I have lost and things I am learning make the world seem strange. Wanderers must have something to trust. never let Christmas change. Ring a merry bell at Christmas time. Hang the holly, decorate the tables. I am far from home. Sing a merry song at Christmas time. Please be jolly, tell familiar fables for the folks who roam. High up the mistletoe, tinsel tip the tree, popcorn and silver on top of a star, so bright that a stranger can see it from afar. Wrap a merry gift at Christmas time. Curl the ribbon, stick on fancy labels. I am far from home. Things I have lost and things I am learning make the world seem strange. Wanderers must have something to trust. Never let Christmas change. Ring a merry bell at Christmas time. Hang the holly, decorate the table. Light the highest, brightest star. It may guide me home.
Come along, follow me, let me take you to Christmas land. It's a place very near where you'll find your own wonderland. Waiting there for you, you will see all the friends you knew. Santa Claus will be there. There'll be toys and some mistletoe. All the things that you loved as a child many years ago. Come and take my hand. We'll find happiness. Let's go to Christmas land. Take my hand, we'll go, you and I, to find our Christmas land.
Tony Bennett in 1968 with Christmas Land, a lesser-known holiday song written by Dennis and Brian Farron. That comes from Bennett's 1968 album Snowfall, the Tony Bennett Christmas album, arranged by Dennis and Brian's brother, Robert Farron. Before that, June Christie from her 1961 wintertime album This Time of Year with Ring a Merry Bell, one of the many songs on that album written by Connie Pierce and Arnold Miller. Christmas ballads became a huge moneymaker in the mid-20th century. Songs like White Christmas or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas were some of the biggest songs of the century and continue to be raking in the dough for their songwriters' respective estates well into the 21st century. So as you may imagine, lots of songwriters tried their hand at a holiday ballad. But not all of these songs, for whatever reason, had the staying power or were as continuously covered as some of our familiar favorites. Let's hear a few rare Christmas ballads now. This first one comes from 1953, written, apparently, by the actor, novelist, and occasional songwriter Carlton Carpenter. This is Billy Eckstine with Christmas Eve on Afterglow.
There's a candle in the window. There's a legend we believe. Santa hears our plea. You can bet that he wouldn't miss a Christmas Eve. There's a stocking on the fireplace. There are presents to receive. And there's mistletoe where each Romeo steals a kiss on Christmas Eve. In the corner on a table, underneath a shining star, is the holy Christmas stable, and three wise men from afar. All this holiday contentment, all this love should never leave. We'd be doing right if we made each night more like Christmas Eve. This love should never leave. We'd be doing right if we made each night more like Christmas Eve.
If I knew you'd be mine. on Christmas, if old Saint Nick comes through and he remembers that I'd like you for Christmas, New Year's, Easter too.
Julie London in 1957 with I'd Like You for Christmas, a song written by her soon-to-be husband, songwriter Bobby Troup, and starting that set, Billy Eckstein in 1953 with Christmas Eve, written by Carlton Carpenter. Some Christmas songs are jazzy in that they incorporate some jazz elements, like, say, Vince Guaraldi's Christmas Time Is Here or Mel Torme's The Christmas Song. However, few Christmas tunes are truly jazz, except maybe some of these next tunes, which are all associated with specific jazz artists. This first one was written in 1955, partly by Richard M. Sherman, one half of the Sherman Brothers duo that wrote a bunch of songs for Disney films. This is New Orleans jazz legend Louis Armstrong singing about Christmas in New Orleans on Afterglow.
Magnolia trees at night, sparkling bright. Fields of cotton love, wintry white. When it's Christmas time in New Orleans. A barefoot choir and prayer fills the air. Mississippi folks gathering there, 'cause it's Christmas time in New Orleans. You see a Dixieland Santa Claus leading the band to a good old Creole beak. Golly, what a spirit! You can only hear it down on Basin Street. Your cares will disappear when you hear hallelujah, Saint Nicholas is here. When it's Christmas time in New Orleans. Down on Basin Street. your kiss will disappear. And when you hear hallelujah, old Santa is near. When it's Christmas time and new ideas. Yes, when it's Christmas time, it's Christmas time in New Orleans.
Merry Christmas. I hope you have a white one, but for me, it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas. All the paper tinsel and the fal-de-ral. Blue Xmas. People trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call fal-de-ral, bitter gall. Fal-de-ral. Lots of hungry homeless children in your own backyards, while you're very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is a season to receive, and oh to give, and ah to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare. Merry Christmas. I hope yours is a bright one, but for me it's
baby, do 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 ba ba do 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 do
The jazz trio Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross with their irreverent Deck Us All with Boston Charlie, a scat-heavy holiday tune featured on the 1962 Columbia LP Jingle Bell Jazz. Before that, another track written for that Jingle Bell Jazz record. That was Miles Davis featuring vocalist Bob Dureau with Blue Xmas, To Whom It May Concern, a song that the two of them wrote. And starting that set, Louis Armstrong in 1955 with Christmas in New Orleans. I have one more holiday rarity for you this hour, and this is one that is surprisingly rare, given its origin. When you think of Judy Garland singing a Christmas song in a film musical, your first thought probably goes to the Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas for the 1944 film Meet Me in St. Louis.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all.
And you know, why wouldn't it? That song, according to the website Secondhand Songs, has been covered over 2,000 times. But did you know that Garland sang another Christmas song in another film musical 5 years later? The song Merry Christmas, written by Fred Spielman and Janice Torrey for the 1949 film In the Good Old Summertime, did not catch on in the same way as Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and it was only recorded by a handful of singers like Johnny Mathis and Bette Midler. I suppose when it came to Judy Garland Christmas songs, people thought, well, you can't ring that Christmas bell twice. Nevertheless, here is Judy Garland in 1949 with her other Christmas song, Merry Christmas, on Afterglow.
Merry Christmas. Have a very, very merry Christmas. Dream about your heart's desire. Christmas Eve, when you retire, Santa Claus will stop, and I know you'll drop exactly what you wanted from your chimney top. So be jolly, have a holiday as gay as holly. May the ones you love be near you, with the laugh of friends to cheer you. When the church bells ring like the angels sing, and you hear the joyful hymn they chime, hang a wish from me on your Christmas tree for a very merry Christmas time. So be jolly, May the ones you love be near you with the laugh of friends to cheer you when the church bells ring like the angels sing and you hear the joyful hymn they chime. Hang a wish from me on your Christmas tree for a very Merry Christmas time.
The second most popular Judy Garland Christmas song, originally recorded for a film musical in the 1940s, that was Merry Christmas, written by Fred Spielman and Janis Torrey for the 1949 Judy Garland film In the Good Old Summertime. Merry Christmas to you if you celebrate, and thanks for tuning in to this Holiday Rarities edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.